USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about Turkey's agreement to a ceasefire in northern Syria.
This outcome is something they've been trying to get for 10 years, everybody, and they couldn't get it. Other administrations, and they never would have been able to get it unless you went somewhat unconventional.
The president, speaking in Texas, also praised the work of Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump has consistently opposed foreign aid, and his decision to pull military aid to Ukraine over the summer is consistent.
President Trump is not a big fan of foreign aid. Never has been, still isn't. Doesn't like spending money overseas, especially when it's poorly spent.
Mulvaney, speaking to reporters at the White House on Thursday, says the president hates spending U.S. taxpayer dollars overseas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs
and got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Baltimore Democrat and Chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee Elijah Cummings has passed away at the age of 68. Barbara Taylor is a lifelong resident of Baltimore. She shares how much Representative Cummings means to the city.
He's done a lot of great things for our city. And he's sort of like all the things that Martin Luther King had wanted to do and has done. He has really kept alive in Baltimore City for us. The city is mourning, I know right now. I'm mourning. I'm still crying.
Negotiators for the EU and UK say they've reached a tentative Brexit agreement. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The UK and EU have reached a tentative Brexit deal after London made concessions over the Irish border, which had been a key sticking point. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Parliament should get Brexit done by Saturday.
French President Emmanuel Macron has welcomed the new deal, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Researchers from Florida and Illinois are leading a global effort to understand and protect the world's most trafficked mammal, which is nearing extinction. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The pangolin, also called the scaly anteater, the cat-sized pangolin is hunted and killed for its scales and meat in Africa and Southeast Asia. New researchers are putting cameras attached to the backs of the animal to learn about them. The research cameras are attached to the scales, which are made of a similar substance to that of fingernails. Superstitious beliefs about the scales having medicinal properties are one of the main drives of the animal's demise. Pangolins are unusual in an evolutionary sense because they're the only mammal that can grow scales. Pangolins are being raised successfully for the first time by the Brookfield Zoo near Chicago and a handful of other zoos. Conservationists estimate 1 million pangolins have been snatched from the wild and trafficked in the past decade. That's equivalent to one pangolin dying every 5 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, Week 7 of the NFL kicks off tonight on Fox as the Denver Broncos will host Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.